Welcome to Inside Ag. I'm your host, Greg Deary. Today, I'm talking with Nancy Brown, who represents Kansas Farm Bureau on the Rural Veterinary Workforce Development Task Force. Nancy, welcome to the show.
Great. Thanks for having me, Greg.
Can you tell our listeners a little bit about this task force and like who's involved, what issues you're working on?
So the task force is made up of statewide industry representatives, such as Kansas Farm Bureau. In addition to that, it includes the Kansas Livestock Association, the Kansas Department of Agriculture, the Kansas Vet Med Association, and the KSU College of Vet Medicine and College of Agriculture. And all of our organizations, you know, we hear over the years, you know, we hear from producers that can't access veterinary care that they need, whether it be specific services from the local practitioners or the lack of local practitioners and having to drive several miles to find those. So we all kind of came together. This has been a topic that's been on the table for quite some time now. We all came together with the goal of looking at the situation and figuring out ways that we can help the industry find solutions to that lack of veterinary care where it exists across Kansas.
Right. This is a problem that has existed, I think, for quite a while, or at least the notion that it is out there has existed for quite a while. How new is this task force?
So this task force is fairly new. I believe we've been meeting for approximately a year now. There have been a few versions prior to this that, a few different groups had come together and tried to make progress for various reasons. You know, those didn't go very far. This version of the task force, we have been very focused, and I feel like we have a great group of people at the table that only have the goal of moving this thing forward. So again, I think we've been meeting for about a year. It seems like most of our meetings have been via Zoom. So as a benchmark in time, I would say we started maybe shortly after COVID or shortly before COVID hit, you know. And like I said, we're very focused, very determined to look at the issue and put together the best data that we can so that we can help the industry to solve any issues that there are out there.
In this initial year, what are some of the things that you've discovered or some of the data that you've uncovered here?
So, you know, anecdotally, we hear probably mostly from, I don't want to say that the problem doesn't exist in other sectors of the industry. We hear a lot from the cow-calf segment. You know, they can't find someone who can do preg checking in their area, those types of things. We also hear from the small ruminant producers, you know, the sheep and goat producers that can't find veterinarians in their area with that specialty or you know, willing to explore that specialty. So we started out for easy data to grab. We started out looking at the cow-calf sector. So we started looking at cow numbers in each county of the state. And then we looked at where the large animal vets are registered, you know, when they register their license, they mark, you know, what kind of practice it is. And so we looked at that data along with the cow numbers, and that kind of gives us an idea of where the veterinarians are. But the more we talk through that, the more we realize that's maybe not the most accurate data that we need, because there could be a veterinarian just down the road from me, but there's a chance that that practice does not offer the services that I need, or there may be other reasons that I'm not working with that veterinarian and I'm traveling 30 or 45 miles to find the vet that I do want to work with or that does offer the services that I need. So we spent a lot of time looking at this data, and that's when we decided really the best way to find out what's happening is to hear from the producers. And so to take the data we already have and then to add on to that a producer survey, which I hope everyone will take the opportunity to fill out if you are a livestock producer in any segment of the industry. So we can take that data from that survey and get a real good picture of what the situation is, where the gaps are, what types of services aren't offered that are needed, how far producers are having to travel to find a vet, maybe how long they're having to wait for, you know, to get the services they need, you know, all of those kind of things. We want to hear from producers so we can get a true understanding of what is happening in the industry.
You mentioned that survey, and I know that we have sent that out in e-news through Kansas Farm Bureau. And if any of our listeners would like to go out there and fill that survey out and let the task force know what's going on in their area, I know Nancy would be grateful for that.
Yeah, please do that. And like Greg said, look for it in e-news. We'll have it in the next edition of the livestock clips that goes out. If nothing else, if you don't find the link to the survey or have any questions whatsoever, feel free to reach out to me directly and I can point you in the right direction or take your feedback directly. We really just want to hear from producers.
What are the next steps after you kind of gather this information through the survey, and how long do you see the task force meeting and still working on this issue?
So, yeah, a lot of that's going to depend on what we see from the survey and what kind of results we get. Again, we just want to gather a true picture of what's happening in the industry so that we can help find solutions within the industry. I would envision the next step is working within the veterinary sector, with the practitioners themselves to help find solutions to offer the services that their clients are in need of. We also working with the livestock producers themselves and help directing them to where those services are available. So it's just really going to depend on what we see in that feedback as to where we go from there. But our goal is to take all of the information that we can get and help the industry find solutions to solve those service gaps wherever they may be.
Nancy, any other thoughts before we go?
Having quality veterinarians in rural areas of Kansas is only going to help rural development. That's all part of it. It's all part of the big picture of rural development, keeping our rural communities viable and keeping agriculture viable across Kansas. So not only are we looking at how do we get those producers what they need, that all just fits into that bigger picture of how do we participate in rural development and how do we lift those communities up and support those communities in different ways. And this is definitely one of them. The veterinarians and communities tend to serve on school boards and, serve in different roles in the community as a professional. So having those quality, not just let's get a vet there, but let's get quality veterinarians in those areas that are going to be there to provide quality services and to stay there. Yeah, we could probably get some students fresh out of college to go to some of these areas, but they may not want to stay. So how do we find the ones who are going to, again, provide those quality services and want to stay in those areas? And make that their home, make that their community. And with that comes all of the other things that they do as a professional in that community that helps build it.
That's it for this edition of Inside Ag. Be sure to subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. From Manhattan, I'm Greg Deering for Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture. Inside Ag is made possible by Kansas Farm Bureau members in each of the state's 105 counties. To become a member, visit www.kfb.org/join.